Now, this is the new knowledge that you get in chapter number 10. Now, this is very important because chapter number 10 onwards, there is a constant emphasis upon the world. We must remember the original line of argument of the Bhagavad Gita. We must remember that the question of Arjuna arises in the battlefield. Now, the question was whether he should remain in the battlefield or go out of the battlefield. And he had decided that he will not fight and go out of the battlefield. And Sri Krishna has to tell him, be in the battlefield. Now, battlefield is a part of the world. But this world could be understood best only when you relate this world to the highest principles. Because this world itself is a resultant of the supreme principles. That is why Sri Krishna had to lift Arjuna out of the battlefield for some time, take him to the idea of the immortal in the second chapter, and then gradually develop the idea of Purushottama, the Lord of the being, to whom sacrifices to be made. And then from 7th, 8th and 9th chapters are all devoted to the description of the supreme reality, the highest reality. Having described all this, now comes, returns as it were, to this world. Because the main question of Arjuna was about the battlefield here. So unless all this knowledge is brought back at the level of the physical world, the answer cannot be given. All this is only, as it were, the premise. If reality is integral, if reality can be known by integral path, then what is to be done now further is in regard to this world. Therefore, in chapter number 10, we are brought very powerfully to the understanding of the world as it is. And that's why Sri Krishna now adds this new idea of a detailed process of the world making. What is this world? Sri Krishna wants to tell Arjuna that his presence in the battlefield is not an accident. Behind every event, there is a long background, starting from the supreme supra-cosmic reality, cosmic reality, individual reality, seven principles, the four characters, all this is present behind every event. Therefore, to imagine that an event takes place just by accident is an ignorant perception.
So there's no such thing as
there is no accident. Everything is a long process of development. The so-called accident is actually a part of a design. It may happen as an accident because our minds are not open to the highest truth. We do not see the rhythms of the world. We do not see the principles of the world. We do not know the characters of the world. So things appear as if suddenly something happens. We are taken unawares. That is because we are ignorant. But if we are luminous in our consciousness, then we shall see that if any event takes place, there is a significance, there is a meaning in it. So Sri Krishna wants to point out to Arjuna, your being on the battlefield has a meaning. It's not as if you have just come like that, accidentally, as if you could have escaped coming here. There was a long chain of history behind your coming into the battlefield. That you have now become disappointed is also not an accident. That you have become deluded, you have become completely disheartened, discouraged, even that is not an accident. That shows that by coming into this experience of the battlefield, your mind is knocked as it were, strongly knocked, almost knocked out. So that at present moment, you are not able to think even. you have now seen that all the ideas that you had so far in your consciousness, all the training that you had so far, is found to be wanting. It is not capable of giving an answer to the question that you have in your mind. It's a very important stage when you really confess, I do not know. Most of the human beings always know. For them to come to a point when they say, I do not know, itself is a tremendous state. Because then only in the vacuum only the knowledge can be filled. If there is no vacuum, how can you fill it? So Arjuna was brought to a state where there was now a real vacuum. Samudaha, he was deluded, he knew, I have no answer, I do not know what is to be done. So even that is not an accident. This is the time where a momentous teaching could be given. Supreme knowledge could be revealed. And without supreme knowledge being revealed, your question cannot be answered. Your coming to battlefield, its meaning, my asking you to remain in the battlefield, can be justified only when you know the totality. And particularly when you know that there is only one reality. That reality is a very complex reality. That complex reality itself is at work. There is nothing else which is at work. You are not at work, he is not at work, she is not at work. It is the supreme reality which is at work.